Page 58, measure number 24-421, Jefferson School District 14J, referred to the people by the district board, authorizes general obligation bonds to construct and renovate school facilities. Question, shall Jefferson School District issue $14,350,000 bonds to build middle school, enhance student safety and security, obtain $4 million state grant? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. If the bonds are approved, the state will provide a $4 million grant for the projects. If not approved, these state funds will be diverted to another district. The district has also applied for a state seismic grant. Proceeds of the bonds will be used to construct, equip and furnish a new middle school and associated gymnasium, make student safety and security improvements, construct, equip, and furnish an elementary school gymnasium with community access, add elementary classrooms, entry and parking lot redesign. Bonds will mature in 31 years or less from the date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. If approved, the average tax rate is estimated to be approximately $1.48 per $1,000 of assessed value or $148 annually for property assessed at $100,000. Actual tax rates may differ depending on interest rates incurred and growth in assessed value. Explanatory statement. Jefferson School District serves approximately 865 kindergarten through 12th grade students in three schools. It has been over 20 years, 1996, since the last capital bond measure was passed in Jefferson School District. For the past 10 years, property owners have not had any capital improvement assessments applied to their property taxes. Jefferson School District completed a comprehensive facilities review in 2005 that provided an evaluation of each school and recommendations for repairs, upgrades, and replacement. Passing this bond allows Jefferson School District to receive an Oregon School Capital Improvement Matching Program grant award for $4 million. This means about one-fifth of the costs will be paid by the state rather than local taxpayers. The $14,350,000 bond would address security and safety features, add new capacity, provide technology upgrades for 21st century student learning, repair and upgrade buildings, including ADA and HVAC, and construct and renovate facilities. The estimated tax rate is $1.48 per $1,000 of assessed property value over the life of the bonds. Proceeds from the bond measure would be used to increase school safety and security, make safety upgrades in schools such as building entrances, classroom locks and emergency reporting systems, fully enclosed hallways and classroom access, create limited visitor entry for improved monitoring, upgrade security lighting, reconfigure bus drop-offs, easy parent drop-offs, and improve and increase parking at each school, add new capacity, construct, furnish, and equip new classrooms and new elementary gym, plus new furnishings and equipment at the elementary school, construct, furnish, and equip a new middle school and full-size gymnasium. New construction is expected to result in increased energy savings. A new gym at the elementary school will meet community needs and provide for a lunchroom area, eliminating the needs for students to eat meals in their classrooms. Renovate, repair, upgrade buildings. Upgrade buildings to meet ADA requirements. Replace floors containing asbestos and remove lead paint. Provide repairs throughout the district. Renovations will result in increased energy savings. Technology upgrades, update equipment, upgrade wiring and electrical supplies. The bond would also fund site improvements, costs of issuance, audits, oversight, and would mature in 31 years or less from issuance. Kent Kluitz, Superintendent, Jefferson School District 14J, Jefferson, Oregon. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-421. Page 59, an argument in favor. The Jefferson community has the opportunity to support our schools and community by voting yes on the upcoming school construction bond on this ballot. This bond will ensure that our deteriorating 70-year-old flat-roofed middle school building and the aging grade school modular classrooms will be replaced with buildings geared for teaching children of the 21st century. Safe, successful schools are the foundation of a vibrant and thriving community. The $14,350,000 bond has been reduced by over $2 million since the November election attempt. These savings were found by reducing the scope and size of the projects, as well as reducing the projected construction time frame. It is imperative that our community pass the bond today because the loss of the $4 million matching state grant, the projected rise in bond rates, and increased construction costs could almost double future costs. The needs don't go away, and the time is now to pass the bond. We were asked to think outside the box to accomplish the district's needed improvements for a substantially lower price. The huge savings come from using a style of construction called thin-shelled concrete dome construction. These buildings are stronger, more durable, fireproof, earthquake-resistant, highly energy-efficient, and substantially less expensive to build and maintain than traditional construction. It is a smarter, stronger, safer, and more efficient way to build. Please visit www.jeffersonbond.com for more details. Please vote yes today. This information furnished by Paul Teharrison for Kids for Jefferson. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here on page 59 are a few frequently asked questions. What if I make a mistake on my ballot? If you make a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure, response, or candidate's name. You can then make another choice if desired. See voting instructions on page 7. What if I change my mind after I turn in my ballot? Your ballot has been cast as soon as you deposit it in the mail or at a ballot drop site. After that, you cannot receive a new ballot. What if I don't vote on everything on the ballot? Your ballot will still be counted. What if I don't sign my return envelope? You will be notified by mail to come in and sign your ballot by May 30th. What if I don't receive my ballot? If you are a registered voter and don't receive your ballot within 5 days after they're mailed out, please call us at Marion County Elections at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. TTY TDD number 503-588-5610 or email elections@co.marion.or.us. Can I vote? You are eligible to register and vote if you are an Oregon resident, you are a U.S. citizen or will be a U.S. citizen before Election Day, you are 18 years old by Election Day. New registrations must be completed and postmarked by April 25, 2017. You need to update your registration if you move or change your mailing address, you change your name, you wish to change your party affiliation. What if I've moved? If you are currently registered to vote in Marion County but have moved within the county, you will need to update your registration by providing your current addresses to the election office in writing and requesting that a ballot be mailed. What if I've moved from another Oregon county? If you've been registered in another county in Oregon but have moved to Marion County, you may still register and be eligible to vote a Marion County ballot. Voter registration forms are available at all election offices, state or county, U.S. post offices, public libraries, Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles offices, or www.oregonvotes.gov, where online voter registration is available.